And now we go to Vicious Truth with Cal Thomas. Cal, thanks for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Batman and Robin.
Nice to speak with you. So, the President of the United States, the White House, they've undergone all this shakeup. John Kelly comes in Monday. Anthony Scaramucci lasts all of 10 days. What are you making of the current state of the White House, and what did you think of the last week of it?
You know, in sports, we have this slogan, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. With this bunch, the ink can't even be dry on the scorecard. I mean, this is amazing. Remember the scene in The Exorcist where the head is spinning around? That's where I feel like right now. You know, I don't think it's so much personnel as it is policy. I think what these people need to do is get their act together, come up with two or three policy initiatives that they can move forward with immediately and get on the track of accomplishing something. The Congress certainly isn't doing it. I mean, now here's Mitch McConnell and the rest of them say, well, after Labor Day, we're going to take up tax reform. You know something? Let's compare this to a mortgage loan. Let's say the Republicans are coming to borrow money, and let's say that they have a horrible record. Their last house was foreclosed on. They have been arrested for a bad drug deal. They have 15 speeding tickets, and then they come and ask for a major loan. Do you think any bank is going to give them that? Frankly, I have as much trust in them as I do in Bill Clinton's fidelity.
Well, speaking of loans and putting things off, when the House returns from its recess, they will have just 12 working days to avert a debt ceiling crisis. It seems like a whole bunch of things need to be done. The White House is pressuring Congress to focus yet again on health care, yet Congress seems insistent that it's looking to move on. Where should all of this go?
Vince, I just love what you just said. 12 working days, even when they're here. Do you call this working? I mean, this is ridiculous. Well, you have this bipartisan committee now headed by Senator Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray that said they're going to hold bipartisan hearings on fixing health care. Well, this is another example of I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Right.
Name one thing that the government does, the federal government does, efficiently within budget that actually works. We can't even win wars anymore, and we're still, too many of us, are trusting the federal government to fix one-sixth of the economy. I mean, you might as well be a member of a cult and have faith in something that has absolutely no basis in reality. I hate to sound cynical, but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
What do you think about what Rand Paul had to say yesterday about discussing executive orders with President Trump in order to make some changes in health care? Are you okay with that?
Well, if you don't have the other side on board, and the other side meaning the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, as Chris Plant likes to say, I think you're going to have some problems. Again, you know, Reagan used to say the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. And when you've got people like Lisa Murkowski, who, I mean, you go back and listen to some of these sound bites. Rush Limbaugh was playing some of them on his show yesterday. Absolute conviction, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and that was fine to get her reelected, but once she gets reelected and is set for another 6 years, then all of a sudden, well, I'm not even going to vote for the skinny thing. So I don't know if you can trust any of them. I think the mullahs in Iran and the nuclear deal might be more trustworthy than some of these Republicans in Congress, frankly.
So you're okay then with the president doing some of this via executive order, just bypassing them?
If it works, if he can fix it. But again, the federal government is not the place we need to be going to fix anything. They just don't have a track record. Again, name something that they do efficiently within budget and that actually works. I think the list is so short, you could count it on one finger, and I'm still having trouble coming up with that one example.
Cal, you suggested that, you know, this bipartisan effort makes you nervous, and I'd like to explore that a little more, because they're saying they want to get together to fix Obamacare. If you begin saying you want to fix Obamacare, it sounds to me like your only goal is to make it solvent. And how do you make something solvent? You throw taxpayer money at it. And who pays taxpayer money? Oh, yeah, the taxpayers.
Vince, you're absolutely right. Anything that the Congress does with health care is going to cost more money. We got a $20 trillion debt. You never see them pass legislation that's going to cut a program, that's going to end an agency that's not working or is inefficient, that is going to reduce budgets. You know, every time they reduce or try to reduce the rate of increase in spending, not actually cut spending, but the rate of increase, you get people squealing like the proverbial stuck pig, starving grannies, children evicted from the house, horror stories, and the Republicans, of course, cower. This is the Lucy in the football. This is the same scenario that the left has been playing for over half a century, and the Republicans have never figured out a way to get around it.
Well, thanks for being Charlie Brown for us this morning and taking a real kick at what Congress is up to, because we never quite can tell, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Well, John Bolton will be much more positive when you have him on, I'm sure.
Good, yes. He's much more positive. How could you be more positive than Cal Thomas?
North
Thank
Korea.
You, Cal.
Bye.
Bye.